Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kirk Hosa at Calvary Christian Academy has done an awesome job. I had an opportunity to watch him as a college coach at FAU back in the day. This guy is knows his stuff. Had an opportunity to come back and then go to high school, and he found himself a really, really nice position and an awesome program. And some tremendous players, some tremendous people around him. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
Wow, thank you, Larry. I just want to let you talk. That was quite an introduction. Very, very humbling. Thanks for all you do for promoting kids for all these years.
Yeah, Coach, you know, when you came and you told me, you know, I think I'm going to be back in a high school level, and you told me why and you know, what had transpired in your life, you know, I kind of got it. And you've really made a huge impact, not just as a football coach, but as a spiritual guy, a spiritual leader in a program that I don't know if anybody knows a lot about, Calvary Christian Academy, but the great faith-based school, but not at the same time, the balance that you have with your athletics is your basketball, your baseball, your football, your girls' sports. Talk about that balance, because that's something that a lot of people strive for but don't always get, that balance in between athletics, academic, and your faith.
Wow, thank you. We're working at it. I don't know that we've got it down, and certainly the culture changes. I don't know the kids change, but they certainly need to be grounded, and we feel like, you know, that's priority number one for us. And you know, so we love this game. You've given a lot to this game and promoted kids, and I love the people around this game. But the reality is, sometimes we, you know, would promote it that it offers or occupies a place of greater significance in a young man's life than maybe it should. And they all want scholarships, and maybe they'd be blessed like your earlier guest, Nat Moore, to get to play for the Dolphins someday. But I remember Tony Dungy saying that Chuck Knoll, you know, would say to the team, "This is not your life's work." And how interesting for to talk to men that are making a pretty nice living playing that game, but him just letting them know this is not merely what God has for you. And so, you know, obviously Nat's doing great things, and Tony's done amazing things, and so we're trying to anticipate that day when the kid hangs up the helmet and at least the playing days are over. And have we done a good job of preparing him, you know, to be a great husband and be a great father and be a contributor to this world. And so God's blessed us. And I thank you for give me a chance to speak about that, because that's definitely what's most important.
No, I know it is. And, you know, Coach, too, when you talk about developing football, and you've been around it, I mean, for a while, I mean, you came up in this game, you learned it from some really good people, had a lot of good people around you, and you've brought that to this team and this program. And I keep using people such as Diego Fago, who's at Naval Academy, as an example. I always look at him as somebody who, as soon as I found out that he was an Eagle Scout, all bets were off, because that's just not the thing to do in 2019, you know, for a kid. To me, when you develop a kid who excels in the classroom, who does well, you know, he did more than that. He was a two-time state champion in the shot put. He made sure that his grades were on point. And here he is at the Naval Academy. Academy, representing your program and what you've taught them, what a lot of people have taught. Talk about that, because I think that Diego and there's others that represent what that school is about and what your when you came back, what you envisioned it being. When a student athlete leaves this school, I want them to have this and that, and certainly a Diego and many, many more. The Javon Shishatis of this world, they have that. Talk about that.
Wow, I just really think privilege. I think for this game to provide a relationship with young men like that, and you know, Diego wasn't real difficult to coach. Javon Shishatti was not real difficult to coach, and as you mentioned, there's a whole long list of them, and I'm blessed. And they have some vision for their life, and it does extend beyond football. And you know, here's Diego. If anybody knows his recruitment, you know, there were 30 plus offers and included ACC schools and Big Ten schools. And he basically said, I want to be a Navy SEAL. And I love that Danny O'Rourke, who was recruiting him, said, well, then you don't want to come to the Naval Academy. You probably want to go enlist. And the bottom line is he wanted to serve his country.
Yes.
And that's kind of unique. So he and the others that have gone off, I think one of the things I'm most proud of is obviously so many of them don't get a chance to play at another level. But what really blesses me, and I think our program, is that the kids go and stick. Because we all know when you go there, the recruiting can get a little sticky sweet at times.
Sure.
And they don't tell you that the greatest chance is you're going to be on the scout team your first year. You're not going to travel, and you may not see the field for a few years. It's maybe in our nature to say, well, I want to go back to where everyone loves me, and I was great. And now with this portal, I'm not sure it's great for the kids. I think teaching the kids, if we had anything to do with helping them to feel like, hey, whatever adversity comes my way, it's probably going to be at school B, C, and D. So why don't I just stay here at A and face the challenges that God set in front of me, and it's going to grow me as a man. And that I think we take some great humility in being a part of that.
No doubt. Coach Kirk Oza joining us, head coach at Calvary Christian Academy, Fort Lauderdale. Great campus, awesome church, everything goes on. I've often said that's a gold mine, because of the fact that a lot of the parents that send their kids there, we talk about that balance. They want that balance. You know, when we get there for those Friday night events that Javon and his people hold, we see a lot of the other sports that are taking place, from field hockey to soccer and things like that, which is awesome. But you also take a look at this program. You come from a college, and everything is all different. I mean, you know, your objectives are different when you're at the college level coaching. That probably was your biggest adjustment, because you knew when you were at the college level the great importance that was put. You know, there's hardly any distractions that can get away under, you know, because you're paying for that scholarship and you want to get the most out of that athlete. Talk about that, because I know that may have been an early adjustment for you, and especially as much as you were into the X's and O's of football. I know you still are, but from a different standpoint back then.
Well, I thought I want to hire Susan, your earlier guest.
Yes.
Did an amazing job. Boy, she knows a lot about the University of Miami. But and when I listen to, I look at Manny Diaz and Coach Davis and Coach Kiffin, and their jobs, in a sense, are very different than I didn't get to hear them. I want to listen to the podcast,
yeah,
See if Earl Sims gave away any secrets earlier. But very different than these high school coaches. The bottom line is we're teachers, and that's what we are. And the reality is, at the next level, you got to have a little salesman in you, because at least half, in fact, probably more than half of your job is selling your product, selling your institution. And that's not what we do at the high school level. We teach. You mentioned Dan Enos and what an amazing teacher he is. We used to, when we were playing Middle Tennessee when I was at FAU, Manny was actually the coordinator there. So we were on the same side of the ball, so we didn't go against one another. But he's a wonderful teacher. But Their job description now has a lot more salesmen. I was privileged to work for Howard Snellenberger for over a third of my coaching life, 13 years. And that man has a whole bunch of gifts and obviously was a wonderful teacher himself when that was his turn. But he's also a great promoter and a wonderful salesman. And at the collegiate level, that's the whole package.
Yes.
I did have to go through some adjustment because a good friend, Robbie Spence, who's he's back in the college game, but he stepped away and he was a coach up at Chattanooga Christian. And he said he went back to the college game because he didn't know what to do with himself come December. You know, the playoffs were over, the season was over, whether he won it all or didn't. And you're a competitor and you want to take a breath and then pin your ears back and go.
Yep.
And that's not the high school game. The high school game is we're going to coach the ones that come to us. We're going to teach them and pour into them and prayerfully someday get a phone call maybe or a text that says, hey, coach, you made a difference. And so there was a transition. I've been it's hard to believe for me, Larry, that it's been this will be make it a decade that I've been at Calvary, and I really enjoy it, and I see fruit of God using the program to impact young people, and what better is there?
Good stuff. Coach, again, thanks so much for what you do, and thanks for taking time on this Monday night to be with us.
Blue, I thank you, and I really thank you for how you promote kids. You're awesome, brother, and appreciate a chance to come on the show.
Good stuff. Kirk Hoza. Joining us this evening from Calvary Christian.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.